In this bulletin, Federal Labor says the death of an Indigenous man is linked to the failure of the government's vaccine rollout. US defences intercept ISK rockets fired at Kabul airport. And in tennis, Australia's John Millman first to crash out of the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Labor spokeswoman for Indigenous Australians says an Indigenous man's death is linked to the failure of the government's vaccine rollout. The Aboriginal man from Dubbo in Western New South Wales became the first Indigenous person to die from COVID-19 in Australia yesterday. The male COVID-19 patient in his 50s, who was not vaccinated and had significant underlying health conditions, passed away at Dubbo Hospital. Linda Burney says further Indigenous deaths may follow, but could have all been avoided.
I am terribly afraid will be the first death of many. I'm not trying to be alarmist. I'm trying to be realistic. 2 weeks ago, Labor called for the government to produce vaccination rates in the west and far west of New South Wales and vaccine availability. There has been radio silence on those two constructive suggestions.
Health experts in Australia have warned there won't be a great decline in the hospitalisation rate until there is a higher vaccination rate for over 40s. People aged over 40 currently represent about two-thirds of COVID-19 patients in hospital. Official figures show just over 67% of over 40s across the country have received a first dose and around 44% are fully inoculated. United States anti-missile defences have intercepted five ISK rockets fired at Kabul airport as an evacuation mission nears its end. A US drone strike a day earlier targeting an alleged suicide bomber has killed 10 members of one family, including six children. The foreign forces are set to complete their withdrawal by Tuesday to meet a deadline agreed with Islamist militants. Former Afghan government minister Nargis Nian says Afghans need to be represented in Taliban's government.
So if they want to have support of the different group of the society, including men, youth, educated, academia, civil society, media, they need to have a representative government. People need to find themselves in Taliban's government.
The US has evacuated about 114,000 people, including foreign nationals and at-risk Afghans, since its operation began on August 15. The United Nations says 10 million children are in desperate need of assistance in Afghanistan. Airstrikes in Kabul over the past week have killed at least seven children. Hervey Ludovic Delize, UNICEF's Afghanistan representative, says those least responsible for the unfolding events are paying the highest price.
The number of children that we are able to report is from open sources. It's seven children that have been killed. We don't know who is behind the strike. The events of last week amplified the imperative of protecting the most vulnerable children. You saw many of them at the airport, despairing families lifting their sons and daughters over the perimeter wall, bewildered children lost in the crowd.
At least one person has died and power is out across Louisiana and Mississippi as U.S. officials battle against Hurricane Ida, which remains a powerful storm. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says virtually no one in the state has power while emergency services are not available in New Orleans. Officials say the death toll from the Category 4 hurricane is likely to rise. U.S. President Joe Biden says federal support will be available for as long as it's necessary.
People of Louisiana and Mississippi are resilient, but it's in moments like these that we can certainly see the power of government to respond to the needs of the people if government's prepared and if they respond. That's our job if we work together. If folks get knocked down, we're there to help you get back on your feet. That's why we've begun working together. We're going to stand with you and the people of the Gulf as long as it takes for you to recover.
To sport now, and in the tennis, John Millman is the first Australian eliminated from the US Open after crashing out in straight sets to Switzerland's Henry Laaksonen. The former quarterfinalist upset five-time champion Roger Federer 3 years ago. However, this year lost his first round match in 2.5 hours. Millman is ranked world number 43. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, showers are easing, 21 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, similar conditions, 21 as well. Hobart, a shower or 2 and 19. Canberra, morning frost and mostly sunny, 18. Wollongong, sunny and 23. Sydney, much the same, also 23. Newcastle, sunny and 24. Brisbane, mostly blue skies, 27 degrees. Cairns, showers, 28. And Darwin, sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News.